June 10, 2020, it's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you. baby, don't you worry. I'm wearing a condom. So I can ejaculate profusely in such proximity to this giant block of rubidium, and it won't explode. Baby, baby, please, don't you poke no holes in my condom, because I'm wearing it, and I don't want you to hurt me, and I don't want any blood dripping on this giant block of rubidium.
Well, for Pedro Show, hey, people. Whoa, excuse me there, Schaefer. I got to introduce the show to the listeners. happy Wednesday. A little sweaty here in SoCal, but my pad ain't too bad. Brother Matt is actually in Las Vegas, where it's probably a lot more warm. And anyway, I'm not man alone totally, because through the wonders of Skype, those software engineers in Estonia, and that invention, I got Schaefer Powell with me.
That's me.
And you're in Knoxville, right?
That's correct. Okay. Pretty sweaty over here, too.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, it could be 60 degrees because of humidity over there. <It's sweaty. laughs> People think it's a north-south thing, man. It's east or west of the Rockies, people. That's my experience from Torrin, okay? Because you could go to Montreal right now. Oh, my God. Anyway, we started the show off with John Coltrane doing Attainin' from Sonship. Great record. And, in fact, there was a cat here, a drummer man, who named himself after that album. Nels hit me to him years ago. And then we had Earwig, Earwig Deluxe with Condom. So, Schaefer, let's go back in your music journey. What is your earliest musical recollection?
Rock-a-bye, lullaby, oh baby, oh. Rock-a-bye, lullaby, soon you will grow. Do you know that one?
Was it off a record or a radio or your ma singing?
No, it was a lullaby that my mommy used to sing me.
So it was your ma. Okay, so your earliest recollection is your ma singing. Yeah, kind of me too. And
really?
Yeah, and where was this?
I must have been...
Where?
3 or 4. Oh, where was this? This was in Middleville, Michigan, over by Grand Rapids.
You know what, Michiganders, when they want to show you where they live, they hold out their hand. It's the starboard hand, and you know, because, you know what I mean? The state.
Like, yeah.
For example, Steve Shelby.
Shame we're on radio, because I'm doing it right now.
Okay. Drummer man for the, you know, the new guy in Sonic Youth, right?
Yeah.
Midland. So he points right in the middle of his palm. Okay. So in the pad you grow up in, was there instruments?
There were a few. My dad had a keyboard and a guitar.
Ah, so they weren't just listeners. They were players, too.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. That's important in a trippy way. So a keyboard, when you say keyboard, so it was kind of electronic?
Yeah, it was a Roland. I don't remember the model.
Okay, that's okay.
But
yeah, it's got a button for each note. That's good enough.
Yeah, it had a floppy disk drive and all that.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah, I remember for a little period there was that. Actually, floppy disk or the little plastic ones? Yeah, because before the 3.5, they had a 5.25. And one was kind of bendable, and the other one was more stiff.
I think it was a stiff one.
Yeah, like with the Max.
Yeah.
I think it was the Max that first used those. But anyway, what was the other instrument? Guitar?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so Was it his idea to maybe get you going on any of this?
Not particularly, as far as I can remember. I mean, he'd let me play with him.
Okay. But it wasn't like, here, you're going to take some lessons and shit like that.
Nothing like that.
Okay. What about the first record? What was the first record you bought yourself?
Oh, let's see. That might have been. Oh no, it's Devo. I would have been around 13 or so.
Are We Not Man or?
Oh no, it's Devo. Their album. Oh no, it's Devo.
Oh, I can't remember that one. I remember the one.
Was around their fourth or fifth.
Oh, okay. The golf ball one. Yeah.
Yeah, it had Big Mass.
This is a little story. It's short. But Mark Motherbaugh told me they came to live in Cali, in Malibu. In the boot. With Ig.
Really?
With Ig.
And they said, with them?
Get this. Yeah, somehow they're in the same pad. And they said Ig had these big, you know, I never asked Ig about this because it's so fucking weird, okay? But they're like these fucking life-size paintings of him with big hard-ons all over the pad. They were really afraid about that first step, the golf ball one, you know, dude's face off. They thought Ig was going to steal all the songs and record them all himself. It just sounds so insane. They never had the... I said, really? And I never, you know, 125 months of service dues, but I'd never had the cojones to ask him. So that might just be a Mark Motherbaugh thing, but that's what he told me. That's so scary. What about gig? What was the first gig you went and saw?
First gig? That might have been Weird Al Yankovic. I must have been around 11.
Yeah. Actually, it's Yankovic because we don't have a little V over the C.
Oh, it is. Good to know.
And the immigration guy, well, we got a lot of Slav Croatia here in Pedro, so that's how I learned. But it's how the immigration guy heard it, or he saw it written. So if he saw it written, right, he sees that C. But if he hears it, he hears the H. So in my second man, I got Jerry Trebetich, but it looks like Trebotic. I got Pete Mazich with the ICH. So just a little aside there. Yeah, he was an accordion guy, right? The first time I heard him was Dr. Demento. And another one, Rides the Bus. Yeah, because he would wait for a hit and then make a joke out of it, right?
Right.
What about at school? Were you in the choir or the marching band or shit like that?
I was in the band through middle school, kind of lost interest in that around high school.
What did you play?
Percussion.
Oh, okay. Okay. So were you at the football games and shit, field drum or glockenspiel? I don't know.
I was cymbals first year. And then second year I was in the pit.
In the pit. Oh, okay. So like the orchestra kind of thing. Okay.
Yeah, all the mallets and stuff.
And then, okay. So, but did they teach you to read and stuff?
They tried.
Okay. Okay. What about the thing where, you know, after school, the bedroom, basement, garage band with your buddies, did you do that?
I was never in a band, but I was doing some music stuff on my computer, you know, around through high school and so on.
Now, how did that happen?
I don't know. I was interested in it. There was this program called Mario Paint, which I guess was emulated from an earlier thing that Nintendo put out, and I just downloaded that someday and enjoyed toying around with that, and then I just kept at it.
You mean like a spinoff of the Mario Brother, Donkey Kong kind of like video game?
It's themed that way. It's not a video game per se.
Yeah,
it's sort of a point
I'd say spinoff.
Yeah, I guess you could say that it's a spinoff.
And who is, you know, there's two of them, right? One's got a red hat, one's got a green.
Yeah, Mario and Luigi.
Luigi,
I think
that's
now
it. Yeah,
Wario and Waluigi.
Okay.
Can't keep track.
So, I went to school with a guy named Luigi, but he didn't dig it. So he had everybody call him Gino.
Ooh, that's nice.
And he's a year younger than me because I went to school with his brother Vito. Yeah, I like Luigi too. Fuck it. Anyway, getting back to your music journey. So this is kind of like, what was it, like a sequencer program or a?
Yeah, kind of. You got your little staff and you point and click where you want the notes and then it plays them that way.
Okay, so you kind of set it up. You don't actually play it in real time?
That's right.
Okay, so...
And then I moved on from... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
What I mean is, in a way, it was kind of getting you into composing.
Exactly, yeah.
And you moved on to what?
Another program called Reason.
Oh, yeah, which is like a whole... More... It's like a whole fucking studio, right?
Yeah, you know that one?
Yeah, they have a... Well, of course, it's all like pewter, you know, ones and zeros, but the interface is kind of... They almost emulate the real life thing. You've got like patch cords and shit, right?
Yeah, yeah, all that.
Yeah, yeah. There's drum machines and synthesizers. And so you probably got a MIDI keyboard to interface your computer.
I still wasn't using a keyboard. I was just doing the point and click.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Trippy way. So you really never followed up on those analog things that your pop had?
Not until a few years back.
Okay. Okay.
And I sort of struck Reason and all of that computer stuff all together and started just playing the instruments.
Yeah, sure. Music's music. I mean, I want to play 30-pound yak.
There's a 30-pound yak digging a hole in the mattress down to where the monsters dwell. He's only looking for crumbs. He could use the carbs. We all agree. But it sure is hard to sleep. I can see the moon from my house. I can feel the tingle.
You too. sunrise.
Dodge, 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 dodge.
shiny silver and plastic, but the plan has gone awry, and the storm is rapidly building, because it's not supposed to be children stowed away on the inside. There's a woman on the screen, and she's asking plenty of questions, but my face is turning green, and I think we're gonna be famous, but I think I'm gonna be sick. We'll be right back.
I'd like to make a sandwich. I don't particularly want the bread, but all of my forks are dirty. Gotta stop storing forks in this dirty sock. But I'd hate to throw it away. I can't find the other one. And my veins are getting brittle. So I'm sitting at the crap and selling artisanal hammers. Sure, they're only towels to the grit. And the glue still hasn't dried. You just have to be gentle. And everyone's a parody of what they want to be. An alligator bone at the edges of a tub. And all bacteria go to heaven. If you ever go, you better bring a pair of gloves.
Watch for Pedro Show. Yeah. 30-pound yak from Earwig Deluxe, which is Brother Schaefer's proj. After that, we had Baron Swiftfield, the Savages, doing Let's Go to Mars. He lives near Boston. Helvetia with Reactor, Key Solita. Helvetia, that's part of Switzerland's real name, huh? Or is it? Yeah, I think so. Kay was in Black Flag with the People. Three or four versions I've been playing of this. I guess she was trying to refine her. It's pretty incredible, though. Uno becomes Dose, you know. Or Dose becomes Uno. Bill's Pump out of Leeds in England with I Trampled on David. I guess that's maybe Goliath with the Karma Daydream. Huh? Paper Mice out of Chicago with Hot Air. Trippy how they sound like Bill's Pump, no way. Probably don't even know each other. Deerhoof's got a brand new album. And this is called The Loved One off of that. Beautiful. These cats. And then Tim Barnes made an album with John Dietrich. John Dietrich plays guitar. Well, he's one of them. And Lopez, too. Murmurs. And Thorn Friends, which is a release on Tim Barnes out of Louisville there. That's where he's living these days. Swimming with Stein and Karam, that's Shanman out of Canada with Toda Cosmologies. Damon Smith, brand new, is a stand-up solo album on the stand-up bass. Sorry for the shorthand. Edict's Assault. And finally, Sandwich from Earwig Deluxe. Okay, so you lost interest in the school stuff, but did you go to college for music?
No, I went for environmental science.
Okay, but did you do music on the side during this?
I did, yeah.
And was it like Man Alone, or were you starting to collab?
It was still Man Alone for the most part. Every now and then I'd have a friend who wanted to make a track together, but that was about it.
And how, when you did collab, how did, what, at the same time, or one dude went first?
It was sort of, we'd just discuss what we wanted to do, and we'd sit around Reason and...
Reason, the software.
Yeah, the software, and work on it together and then decide on the vocals. I think this only maybe happened twice,
That's
how we did it.
Well, I'm interested in the process. Like right now, I'm making some rhythm section stuff with Bob Lee for the next fitted stuff, and I asked him to go first. Why can't a drummer go first? Why can't a bass player go first? Anyway, I'm curious about that stuff. What did you call it in them days? Did you call did you have an umbrella name, or did you just use your own?
It was still Earwig Deluxe back then.
Okay, it was still, but when did you start? You mean from the get-go it was Earwig Deluxe?
Let's see. It went through a couple. I think it was Platinum Lightning for a little while, but then since around 2012 or so, it's all been Earwig Deluxe.
Now, you know about Earwigs, right?
I do, yeah.
Do you remember this show? I don't think Rod Serling wrote for it, but he'd like announce every episode. And there was a fucking one with the earwig, right?
I don't know if I've seen that.
It was starting one side of the guy's head, all the way through his fucking brain. It was kind of a Because Twilight Zone, he actually wrote shit, right? But then, by this time, yeah. The 70s, yeah, he wasn't, right? He's just, yeah, talking head. And they'd show you painting, and somehow this, you know, scary show, thriller, whatever, is going to be about this painting. So it's a night gallery. And this one, the motherfucking, yeah. And I guess the punch, you know, there's always a zinger at the end, right?
Yeah.
So, like, the good news, right? It ate its way out, and he's still alive, right? Nope, nope. Because it laid eggs.
Oh, no.
I'm gonna. So, when I saw the name of your barrage, that's a, you know what I mean? Like they say, like these fucking shitty pop songs, right? Earworms and shit. Well, that's the fucking. And it's not just the earwig, but it's earloop. And the funny thing about this bug, because they're here in Cal. I don't remember if they were in Virginia mm-hmm. but when I was a boy, but I know coming here, I saw them. Early on, when I got here when I was 9, and they got a little kind of pincher on their ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if that's like for show. Is it real? Is it a mandible?
I really don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, it's trippy. Or maybe it's, you know, because a lot of shit, like, for example, birds, right? Especially those ones that are in New Guinea, the paradise, the ones who do the fucking dance and shit. You know, a lot of, there's adornment, right? To find a mate. So I wonder, and you know, nothing to do with chow or hurting people or hurting other people.
Yeah.
And how'd you come up with this name?
I don't know. It was just two words that I really liked at the time, okay. And I thought they sounded well together. And I guess the commercial inviability that you think of when you think of an earwig with the commercial connotations of the word deluxe, I thought was kind of fun.
Did you ever see Bebop Deluxe? Oh, maybe it's a little before your time. There was a band from England called Bebop Deluxe.
Huh.
Like 73 to 78 or something like that. And it was kind of like David Bowie with lots of lead guitar.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
It's kind of bizarre. I mean, like the singer guy's playing all this lead guitar. I don't know what you call glam maybe or something. No. Maybe Prague. There's a lot of parts. And it was deluxe, too, with the E at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you mean you were thinking commercial and not commercial?
Kind of, yeah.
What were your influences?
Oh, I guess all kinds of things, really.
Focused on this project.
Focused on this prod. So, I'd say when I made a big sort of switch musically back a few years ago when I stopped using Reason. And at that time, I was big on Throbbing Gristle.
Oh, yeah.
John Cage.
Yeah.
All the glam rock guys, David Bowie, T-Rex, and so on.
My first gig was T-Rex with D-Boo.
Oh, really?
Everybody says that.
Well, that's a humdinger.
$2.50. We were 14 years old.
No way.
Pinchy way. Yeah. No, I mean, I ain't shitting you. What about Kraftwerk?
Yeah, I had a Kraftwerk CD as a kid, and I listened to that from time to time. I never thought of them as an influence, but I definitely think, now that you say that,
I saw that they were... I saw them a bunch, and, you know, they had two drummers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they actually played. They had little sticks and buttons and sliders, and it wasn't, maybe it was sequenced, I think, from Man Machine on in the studio, but, yeah, I saw them, like, playing. It was a trippy thing. Yeah, a trippy. Talk about Econo, man. They stripped the shit. But there's an earlier phase of them that's kind of, like, without beats, and then they kind of move into total beats. And interesting, you know, we lost Florian Schneider. I got to tell you something about that. All this time, you know, I saw these guys like 3 or 4 times, you know, as a teenager and shit. And I mixed up their name, Ralph and Florian. You know, I thought Florian had the glasses. It was glasses. Yeah, isn't that fucked up? All these things. But, you know, my pop had this thing about that word assume, you know. He said, that's not an accident, right? Right, when you, because you make an ass out of you and me, yeah, right.
Yeah,
he thought that was a magic. there was a significance there that we should pay attention to and learn from. Look, we're at the end of the first hour of the June 10, 2020 edition of Watt Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour two. June 10, 2020. It's the second hour of the Watt Pedro Show.
どんな声をしているのか知りません。 は他るのに気がつき、天井にシミがあるのに気がつきました。
Shit on the road, cut it.
Thank you.
see it, dope peddler. We're out here building a new nation for black people.
It's time for you to start being some dudes, nigga.
I ain't giving you shit. I tell you what you do. You go get you a gun. And all those black folks you keep doing so much talking about get guns and come back ready to go down. I'll be right down front killing Whitey.
I'm getting out of it.
Getting out of what?
The cocaine business.
You're gonna give all this up. 8-track stereo, color TV in every room, and can snort a half a piece of dope every day. That's the American dream, nigga. Well, ain't it? Ain't it? You said, come on in.
So start up the second hour with Bosun. Shame he's going to enlighten you to its meaning. Go ahead.
So, Bosun in the song name there, I was talking about Lord Byron's dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Christ.
They wrote a really nice poem about.
Yeah.
Made me sad.
Right. Yeah. We were talking about Bosun's, you know, it's spelled kind of different than the way you say it. But so is psychiatrist. Okay. But not the past tense of read and not the color red. Okay. So I Few from Tokyo doing Just Familiar Face. Donkey. That's Brother AJ who's on the last edition. Busting nuts for big scoring. Scott H. Birum with Still Around. Lena Anderson with After 88 Years and finally Sponge. Earwig Deluxe. There was a Detroit band called Sponge. Part of that alternative thing.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Early
90s. I kind of remember them.
I think it was run by the drummer. Which,
oh, was it?
We need more of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really, you know, I've said this many times on the show, but the big fuck up of the Minutemen was putting George Hurley in the back. That dude should have been way up front. In the last 20 years, I've been having my drummers up front. What a big fucking case of denial to put the drum. I mean, it's rhythm music. What the fuck's up? Anyway, let's get to your Earwig Deluxe evolution journey, because you stopped using the software. Reason. Now, why'd you do that?
For one, I felt like I kind of hit a wall, because I got into wackier stuff, and to open up a program and tell it what to put where and when just didn't feel like the way that I wanted to express myself at the time anymore. And then there was the added complication where I got a new computer and the old software just didn't work on it anymore. So
Orphaned out.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I bought a melodica and an automaton and just kind of worked from there.
People, a melodica is a little keyboard, but you power it with your own breath. It has a little hose.
Yeah. Or
sometimes a mouthpiece, but sometimes a hose, right?
Yeah, sounds kind of like an accordion. The right hand on an accordion.
Absolutely, absolutely. But what's this other device?
An automaton. Those are fun. That's a. It's from Japan. It's sort of a toy instrument, or at least it's marketed that way. And it's got a ribbon strip stem that you can squeeze to make the sound and raise or lower the pitch. And then the sound comes out of a speaker in the mouth, and you can squeeze its head to open and close the mouth, and it's sort of like a wah-wah effect.
Or, remember Joe Walsh, Rocky Mountain Way?
Where the, I don't know if I do.
It was called a talk box. What they would do was they'd run a line from the guitar into a little box with a speaker, and a big old hose went up the to your mouth. And then you on the you on the microphone like a singer, you're shaping the sound. Your mouth is like the fucking speaker box.
It's a little like that, yeah.
And there was he had a big hit with his song called Rocky Mountain Way, and the so wow. The lick is kind of that old that old bluesy kind.
Oh yeah.
And bases are loaded. Casey's at bat. He's a guy that was in James Gang. And then he had a solo thing and then joined the Eagles. Interesting guy. James Gang, Ohio band, power trio. Walk Away, Funk 49. I guess the big deal was him giving Pete Townsend his guitar. They traded an amp for a guitar. And that's where you get the Who song bargain. I want to play Ointment City.
I want to go to Ointment City, where all the ointment is on sale. I want to go to Ointment City, grab a scoop and fill your pail for $14.95. The only municipality where I want to be alive. The only municipality where I'm not afraid of God, because they've got all the ointment. An Ointment City. Well, not got per se, but I sure am glad to know her. And when we walk together down the street, keep people's day. Get out of the street! You're gonna get yourselves run over. She does something for a living. She said it was none of my business. Or maybe she just didn't tell me. Or maybe she told me and I just forgot. But when she shines in the moonlight, anointed with viscid glistening ointment. I like that a lot.
So you're getting your first taste of heartache, just like they showed you in the movie shows. I play the part of the breaker of your heart, and you play God only knows. So you're getting your first taste of heartache. Well, tell me you, I'll tell you you are gonna see a lot more. Didn't you know you had it coming to you sometime? Or you wouldn't have walked right in that door. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You're getting your first taste of heartache. Don't worry, you'll get over it like a cold. Now don't complain, you'll remain. Anyway, those hard luck stories are so old. Getting your very first taste of heartbreak. You can taste the bitter in your tears. The first one's free, and this one's on me. You'll come to thank me in a couple of years. Oh, ain't it just like what you saw in a movie show? I play the part of the breaker of your heart, and you play God only knows. And the part you play, God only knows. And the part you play, you choose, and God only knows.
Thank you. generations of foxes, many turn out over the years to bring the pink and brown, returning even champions, joining the stream of new ones. Who brings life to the vixens, the remarkable skaters, sportswomen who thrill and flash, the show team, the go team, proven to the championship, hungry for victory thereafter. Let's get out and derby again. Wave our fur-trimmed banner, the vixen fighting machine. Never give up until the end, but fight to take the lead yet. Fantastic jammers travel far, as Dairyland dials the vixen jammers, always scoring the points. We are a thrill and we know it. You have to be good to skate against us. A vixen will never go down easy, always throwing down for the pink and brown. Vixens will always be around.
Hollywood tour. We were on Hollywood tour. The tour guide took us past Vin Diesel's house. The blinds were open and he was masturbating furiously. Photo of someone I think that I knew, and Alan. But the tour guide wouldn't let me off the bus. And the tour guide wouldn't let me throw. But Elsie Grammer lines were closed.
Plot for Pedro Show, Ointment City from Earwig Deluxe. And Peter Lochner with The First Taste of Heartache. Tripod Jimmy after that. Yeah, speaking of Cleveland. Mirror on the Wall, Joe Brewer out of Madison with Derby Again. Senior Al out of South London, Decline. Swenson Clane, Canada with Half a Frown. And finally, Hollywood Tour, Earwig Deluxe. You ever been to Hollywood?
Once.
You know there's another
it's
one.
It's a...
You know there's two of them.
In California or just in general?
No, there's one in Cali.
Oh, wow.
But there's one in Florida.
Yeah, my uncle used to live there.
Okay. Yeah, one time me and D. Boone were having some kind of beef over some silly thing in front of a bank, and they got all paranoid. I was dressed as... It was the R.E.M. tour, the last tour we'd done. Opening for R.E.M. and he had me wearing army clothes, so I looked and not shaved, so I looked like Fidel Castro kind of. And so the bank calls the hombres, you know, like these crazy guys. And D. Boone went to a health food thing, so I'm only there when they come and they go, "Where do you live, Hollywood?" And I didn't realize that, you know, and especially in the old days because the scene was up in Hollywood, so you know the idea that Pedro's like 30 miles south, so you know, Hollywood, you know, so I laughed.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't appreciate me laughing, but they didn't understand. You know. And so when D. Boone came out of health, you know, and here I'm dressed that way, and you know, "Where's Che Guevara?" You know, and D. Boone comes out of the health food store and. They started laughing. So we didn't get beat. We didn't get beat. Short story.
Congratulations.
So with these two other instruments, this led to other possibilities, right? So this changes all
like your composition, your reality on the dealio?
Or your dealio? Yeah, and then on top of those things, I was also using whatever was lying around. So, like, there's kazoos and then just stuff to bang on and rub together and so on. It was always a big part of it.
And then the pewter now, kind of the way I use it, it turns into a tape recorder, right?
Right.
Yeah. So when you say pewter music, yeah, it's kind of complicated because it can act like a tape machine, but with a lot more flexibility in some ways.
Exactly. But,
or it can be actually the device you're manipulating to get the music going. So people, you know, especially in the older days, they would hear that and it would scare them off. And I think, you know, it's just like a car with automatic tranny or manual transmission. You know, as long as you get to where you got to go, right? Just put it in D and point it. Fuck, don't worry about it. Carburetor works or fuel injection. Yeah. Well, people get all uptight about this kind of shit. And then what happens is, yeah, they end up slaves to it. I see these people with the leashes in their hands, you know, walking around. The young guy took on tour, you know, coming out of the head, fucking looking at the leash. Give me a break. But, you know, then you'll hear, yeah, I don't want to get all know-it-all on the shit, but there's ways, right, the whole idea of stuff you're not born with, aiding and abetting in your creativity.
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah, okay. What did Malcolm say? Any means necessary.
Right.
So, what about the first Earwig Deluxe gig?
That was on February 4th, 2019.
And what was that like?
That was a lot of fun.
You had been doing like 7 years, right?
Right, yeah. And I had had this particular set. I had been rehearsing it for over a year by the time I got to do this. So it was...
rehearsing it, like there was a mirror, and you were...
Sometimes there was a mirror, yeah.
Because, you know, I have yet to hear a basketball player say, you know, I'm going to go to the gym and rehearse some hoops, you know. No, it seems some musicians are really afraid of that word, prac. I guess it means like you're a fucking child or something. And a rehearse is like some kind of like artist or artiste.
Yeah, well, I guess it's usually just me and a backing track. So I have to be using my limbs the whole time.
Sure, like a drummer.
And so I go, yeah, I guess so.
Georgie says it's like balancing on your tailbone. You know. So tell me what that gig was like.
It was a Lunar New Year's show. And so it was a showcase for... It's supposed to be a showcase for new artists. So there was me and this other band, Spaghetti, that were also new. And then this drone band called Arc Welder was there.
A
noise act called
guys.
Dad Jeans.
I think I know Arc What's Welder. That? I think I know Arc Welder. Minneapolis?
Oh, really? They're from Knoxville.
You know what? Maybe the same name, but different bands.
Maybe.
You know, song titles you can't copyright. You know, it's okay.
Yeah.
Right? You know. So how'd it go for, you know, the first timer for the Jerry gig?
I was shocked. I didn't expect it to go over so well. But then it did, and I couldn't sleep for 14 hours after that.
Whoa. Were you scared?
Extremely, yeah.
We call them pants shitters. I still get them. Look, we're at the end of the second hour, June 10, 2020. Hold tight for hour three. June 10, 2020 is the third hour of the Juan from Pedro show.
Grip to squeeze. Squeeze to snap. Snap to clap. Clap to sweep. Sweep to clump. Clump to gulp. Gulp to cough. Cough forever. Cough forever. Live to cough. Live forever. I didn't mean to make eye contact with you.
I didn't mean to make eye contact with you. I didn't mean to make eye contact with you. Just putting these goat feet in the fridge. Did you mean to make eye contact with me? 'Cause I don't mind if you did. We were splashing around in cloud paint when the summer came. Got on our blistered knees and scrubbed the floor with toothpaste. It was silver then. I suppose that's always what it will have been. I don't think about it much outside of my bed. In the future, they'll have tentacles for seatbelts. They'll have wheels that can turn even when you're not moving. And you can listen to this song on the radio. Those future people sure do think of everything. May I stay at your apartment tonight, please? I see you putting an apple in the microwave. Did you Google that to make sure that it won't explode? I trimmed my fingernails so I would stop cutting my thumbs while I twiddled them. Shredded a kitchen sponge to maximize surface area.
Stations and stone, stations. emotions inside my life. Stations in stone, stations in stone, my
Everything gives me diarrhea except for human meat. Everything gives me diarrhea except for human meat. So sit your ass down and eat. Cause we had linguine last night. I don't like linguine. It gives me diarrhea.
Like some sort of fucked up room. The ground looks like some kind of fucked up flower.
The sky looks like some sort of fucked up void with a fucked up fruit
floating around in it.
Everything gives me diarrhea except for human meat. Everything gives me diarrhea except for human meat. So sit your everything gives me diarrhea except for human meat. So sit your ass down. Kills me diarrhea.
Linguine last night. I don't like linguine. It gives me diarrhea.
For Peter's show, we start off the third hour with Earwig Deluxe doing So You Want to Be a Bard, and which is, you know, one of the fundamental questions of life. I mean, Crane and Skip after that with Intimacy, Crane Up in Idaho, You to Pimp, Imad Wasif, Stations of Stone, Timothy Erie, Lick, yeah, some Nomad Eel stuff. Give Up on Your Dreams, that's a hopeful one. From Black Moon Tape and Total Fucking Recall by the Zigzags. Finally, Everything Gives Me Diarrhea. Now, this is Earwig Deluxe and the Savage Energy of Bad Taste. Now, and I got a couple more tunes that you gave me from these guys. What, is this some kind of collab?
That was just a fake band. I thought it would be fun to pretend that I had a band. This was before I started performing. So nobody knew that I didn't have a band, and I thought it would be fun to pretend that I did. So that's what that was.
You mean Earwig Deluxe isn't already a band?
That's just me.
I know, but if some dude don't know, he probably thinks it's a band, right? Oh, you mean you're the person.
I guess so.
You're the person. The person.
I'm the person.
Yeah, like Wonder Woman. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, so now it's like, yeah, Earwig Deluxe. Or I shouldn't say the person, like a persona. That's what I should say.
Yeah, and so then the Savage Energy of Bad Taste was the backing band.
So it's just putting Earwig Deluxe in another context.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
And then I dropped the band name when I started performing because I didn't want people to expect a band and not get one.
Oh, because they would still see just, you know, one dude up there.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, now, you know, in vaudeville, there's an old term, work in the room. And I have yet to go be at an Earwig Deluxe gig yet, so I'm curious, how do you work the room when it's showtime?
I get very, I kind of ignore everyone most of the time and just try to focus entirely on the
devices.
On the devices. Yeah, I have no banter, no segues. It's all just end-to-end.
No nods, no winks.
Sometimes nods, sometimes winks, but they're not... I don't seek them out.
Pouty lips?
I do some pouty lips, for sure.
Okay. Right. And that, you know what that can lead to? Purdy Mouth.
Well, that's the end goal, is the Purdy Mouth.
The band called it. Right? That's in Deliverance. Look, I want to play this song here, Eat My Hole, You Greasy Bozo. Man, this motherfucker's an assault. I'm gonna go get some more.
go is beautiful. Even if it's all fucked up. Everywhere I go is beautiful. I can't motherfucking get enough. To 11, then I waited 11 seconds and counted backwards from 11. Then 11 cherub angels spent 11 minutes throwing 11 poison daggers at my 11th vertebrae. Yeah. 11 cherub angels spent 11 goddamn minutes throwing 11 poisoned daggers at my 11th vertebrae. Excess of $11,000 by 11 cents, of course, saved my life. Surgery in excess of $11,000 by 11 cents, of course, saved my fucking life. The 11th in a chain of reincarnated recalcitrants. Yeah, my life is just the 11th in a chain of reincarnated recalcitrant motherfuckers. And at the exact moment that I realized that I wasn't gonna die, I looked at the clock and the time was, you guessed it, 10:59 p.m. Yeah, 10:59 p.m. At the exact moment when I realized I wasn't gonna die, the fucking clock read 10:59 p.m. Let's hear it for 10:59 p.m., folks. 10:59 p.m. For Charo, folks. Cha 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 Charo! The Hoochie Coochie Lady! Yeah, she plays the mean flamenco guitar. Yeah! I'd rather hear Charo play a mean flamenco guitar than having to swat at mosquitoes. Swatting at mosquitoes, it may help you, but you're not going to avoid the bites, even if you miss. Ow, 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 ow bedbug, would you tell us how we can, instead you are expert of insects? Why am I singing about mosquitoes at 3:30 a.m. in the middle of the freaking winter? Well, because the New York Times, rumor has it, has turned into the kind of pulp every self-serving fly respects. Uh-huh. Yeah. When it's early enough in the morning, you blow every stop sign. You run a handful of red lights with your racing gloves on. Yeah, when it's early enough in the morning, you blow every fucking stop sign. You run a handful of red lights with your racing gloves on. The picture of the controversial mullet is going viral. Look out, crack of dawn. You'll never see a plant worrying whether or not its subscription to the National Enquirer is about to end. No, plants know better. Fuck it. You ever have crazy deja vu? The kind that makes you think there's a bunch of you? Yeah? I bet you do. Because if you buy likes, you know who you are. Crazy deja vu. In the sidecar, honey. It's nice to be in the clutches of the creatures on your telepathic wavelength in your heart's holographic slideshow. Hey, you know, that's right. And speaking of holographic slideshows, I happen to know that everyone has an underground railroad in their heart. Everyone has an underground railroad in their hearts. Everyone has an underground railroad in their hearts.
Luckily, we don't have many visitors, but when we do, sometimes one will notice my wife's guitar propped against the wall, and then the night will turn to ruin. Oh, a guitar. Yes, my wife will say. Do you mind? Of course not, my wife will say. The visitor will go get the guitar, come back, sit down, and begin strumming it. Next to you, almost under your nose. It is an original work, both the words and the music. You get the best of everything. The visitor finishes. That was nice, my wife will exclaim. And the visitor will begin right away to play and sing another original. Thank you. me is embarrassing. I don't know why. Well, first, because the singing isn't all that good. And second, because there's something about a guitar that I just don't like. Now, there's one song after another. There's no stopping the visitor. He or she has a very large repertoire. At first I grow dizzy, then a bit nauseous. Music continues for what seems a lifetime. I will finally say, please, stop. The visitor will quietly put the guitar down on the coffee table. What's wrong with you? My wife will say. I can't stand it, I will answer. The visitor will then be at the door. They will be leaving. I'm sorry, my wife will say. It's all right, the visitor will respond with a little smile. Then he or she will be gone. You, my wife will say, you like to hurt people's feelings. I hate guitars, I say. Only awful people play guitars. We've just lost a friend. So, I say, and walk gratefully up the stairs.
It's offensive to me a little bit too. It looks comfortable though. Is that a line lens? Let me feel that. Just a scale, right? Like, I don't think anyone is hankering for more. jeans are too small. Had to crease them up just so I could fit inside. They were discount for the amount I've had to spend on lard and offset the savings. I wasted an entire evening in the bathroom of my local laundromat. The manager is yelling at me and pounding on the door, and I'm just replying, occupied, occupied. I haven't flushed for hours. My laundry has been stolen already. I got nothing to lose. That grew a set of legs, but it didn't grow a brain, so it didn't know how to use them. It got eaten by a barracuda, who appreciated those legs more than the sea cucumber ever did. But it was too polite to piss in the water, and it died of a bladder infection. Is that an eight-legged flesh bull?
Can't talk over the solo, you dick. People are trying to listen to the solo.
What if I speak in a much lower frequency? And then people can still hear the solo just fine. Because it's a higher pitch.
Yeah, I get it. Eight-legged flesh bulldozer! No permit! Reckon that I'm gonna go on a swing-spin! I can't find my keys to the eight-legged flesh bulldozer. Has anybody seen my keys? They have a little keychain with Peter Griffin on it. Used to be you could press a little button and it'd say a quote from the program, but it's out of batteries now. My cousin tried to replace the batteries for me as a birthday present. But he got electrocuted and he died.
Other's pukes. I've got something in my eye. Do you think you could get it out with your teeth? That would be so romantic. Autumn leaves cling to our sweating bodies. You're pouring chocolate syrup on my nipples. The ants are eating me alive. The ants are eating me alive. Did you forget to mix the chocolate syrup with insecticides? Like you're supposed to do when we make love outside. Please don't cry. Please don't cry. I'm not angry. I'm just losing a lot of blood and skin and other miscellaneous tissues. Tchaikovsky and Mingus, then I guess it's probably good enough for me.
Wasn't good enough for Sylvia Plath.
Oh, I was talking about ballet.
Watch for Pedro show. Yeah, last music for this edition. Eat my hole, you greasy bozo. I hope you guys did not chicken out and you cower and fucking stood up tall and let fucking Schaefer your hard charge right up. Cranium with that, because that is a tune. Earwig Deluxe and the Savage Energy, a bad taste. After that was another Knoxville cat, I don't think originally, but he lives there now, Steve Gigante and Oh Man Fuck You, Omfu. Everyone has an underground railroad in their heart. And that was a special cassette. He made me a cassette M and a cassette W. My initials are the same upside down, so he got shit really heavy. And the Mountain Offensive after that, with that's Brother Phil, taking a poem by where Charles Bukowski talked about guitars or something. I guess he covered, right? If you recite somebody else's poem, And then put music behind it. Yeah, guitars. And finally, they reopen Weigel's or Weigel's?
It's Weigel's.
Okay, yeah. Romaggi would be Weigel, Weigel, but in German it'd be Weigel's. So I guess we're kind of in between. Well, you know, things. Yeah, it's not where you. It's not where you're from, it's where you're at, right? Sliced over. Earwig Deluxe and the Savage Energy of Bad Taste. Maybe the last tune ever because he's sworn that off, people. In fact, what I would like to know, Schaefer, is what is your next plans?
Well, I'd like to get an album. I've been working with Striped Light, with Jason over there. We're trying to get an album and an EP out at some point. I'd like to do another set. I like to put out music one set at a time as far as performance goes. And I guess that's about it.
You wanna put out one performance. So what you're trying to say is like, yeah, you don't have to sit down with management to debate your arc.
Right. So far I've had two sets that I've performed. And each is sort of a 20-minute suite, like I said, with no breaks. So I've done two of those so far, and I'd like to start doing a third one.
You mean it's connected? It's like one big song with a lot of parts.
Yeah.
But.
And I like to just strike all of. The one that survived both sets was Everything Gives Me Diarrhea. I always do that one. But aside from that, I just got rid of everything and did a whole new set. And then, you know, like to do that again.
And nothing carries over to the next one. It's all fresh.
Yeah.
Are you trying to communicate? You want the work just to stand on its own, right?
Sure.
You know what I mean? The symbols you code your stuff with are pretty personable, private. You're not using.
I guess so.
Yeah, because you're not using a lot of cliche. You know. Here comes the sweet hold up Alabama riff. You know, pentatonic kind of feel good thing. It's like you've got. I could tell you got a thing going. You're running a script. And which I like because it's very, very personable. But when you put these things out there, so you're going for number three. That's what's up next. Right? The third.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I thought you were talking about hour three.
No. We're in hour three. Yeah. You're right.
We're in hour three.
Coincidence that hour three is also the time it is to talk about piece number three. I don't know what you call it. Piece number three, set number three, or the third iteration of Schaefer being creative and expressing himself. Or, you know, the deluxe earwig molt, right? Like insects, right? What they do, their bodies molt. You get a new one there, and but you still got the internal guts, right?
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Okay. And. I'm curious, man. When you get it, I want to hear it. I want you to come on the show and let's talk about it, okay?
Sounds good.
And if people want to find you on the internet, where do they go?
I've got a Bandcamp. It's Earwig Deluxe.
Okay. But you don't have a personal one yourself.
It is my personal one.
Well, it belongs to Bandcamp.com.
Oh, right. No, there's no EarwigDeluxe.com.
Yeah, you didn't go to GoDaddy or something and get your own fucking thing.
No.
But you're going to do that because that's just like having your own fanzine. There's nobody in between. But I got to say a lot of respect for Bandcamp because they give a lot of bones to the artist. You know, they let the freak flag fly. I'm really into those people. They're the best music site I've seen in all this evolution of the internet so far.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I want to also, I got to put a thank you to Mike Baghetta for making the connect with you.
Yeah, thank you, Mike Baghetta.
Yeah, and all these Knoxville cats. But it's important, man, because I think some people think, you know, yeah, it's where you're from, not where you're at. And when you, especially with the internet, you can make it happen anywhere. And
yeah.
It's about building community anyway, even if it's, you know, man alone with the deluxe mode. Still, for everyone making a sound, there's a listener. For a listener,
for sure,
you need someone making a sound. So maybe, and this was my first impression when I went and, you know, saw the Bags, my first punk gig. Man, they're taking turns playing for each other. This was much different. Even though I love that T-Rex gig,
mm-hmm.
It was different.
Oh, yeah.
I had never been to a club, you know, until then. My whole life was fucking arena rock, which was like, you know, Nuremberg Rally Alley. Fuck that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, hey, a lot of it's circumstance, you know. When you know, I didn't pick where I was born and who I met and stuff like this, but it happened. And here I am talking to you. And it's been quite an honor to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Likewise. Thank you.
And like I said, I mean it. Please come back when you get this third stage birthed.
Good deal.
Okay. People, it's been the June 10, 2020 Dishwap Peaver Show. Keep your powder dry.